lie down. Lay dead.
Clap, snap, 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 clap, snap, 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 clap, 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 snap, clap, clap.
All right, so, B-Movie Deathmatch.
What is it?
Well, we're a podcast.
Turn the light on.
We watch a trailer, and from the trailer for a movie, we make predictions, we get points from it, blah, blah, blah. You'll find out later.
Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you, Dylan.
Dylan's strobing lights.
Yeah, he's making light shows right now.
He's giving all of us seizures.
Wait a minute. Who hosts this show?
Who does it?
Well,
Chris does.
Tonight, Arlen is the host, who's me. And then next to me, we have the creator, one of the creators.
Tommy.
No.
Oh, Chris.
There you go.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Mr. Bacon himself.
You're
I'm Dana.
I'm Mr. Bacon.
Hi, Dana.
I also answered Azul.
I'm Chris.
Actually, I'm
Bacon.
Trying to distance from that joke because I really like overdid that. I drove it into
the ground.
Yeah,
you drove it into the ground.
Yeah, so we'll be doing. I'll be calling you Scully from now on.
Oh, okay.
Can I call you Potato Chip?
Scully.
As long as you can avoid like.
I'm gonna call you Carvey.
Carvey, please don't.
Ooh, Carvey.
Please don't call me
Carvey. Scully.
What's the name?
Also, he doesn't have a Y. It's just a D A N A.
That's true.
Right.
It's very different.
Dana.
Yeah, it's Dana, not Dana.
Yeah, what a liar.
I'm Dylan. Hi,
Dylan.
How are you guys today?
Did Tommy say hi?
I'm Tommy.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
Tommy. There we go. Dunsky. So what movie are we watching this week?
I wish we were watching Vampires, John Carpenter's Vampires.
I thought you wish we were watching The Babysitter's Club.
I also wish we were watching The Babysitter's Club.
Well, when you win.
Ooh, I got this. We're watching Wesley Cray Cray's Them.
Wesley Cray Cray's.
Whoa.
It's Raven Cress's
Them?
Yes.
The one with the big old ants in it.
The Western Bound Ravens.
No, we're watching the wonderfully titled Wes Craven's They.
I could have sworn we watched 310 to You.
Is it related to Them?
It could be.
Them. Have you seen Them?
It's about giant ants.
Yeah. Giant fucking ants.
Well, let's watch that movie.
Which are fucking
I've seen
ants.
It. Oh, man. Ants that are just huge and fucking.
We should watch the movie Ants.
Woody Allen's Ants.
Have we seen it?
I've seen it. We haven't done it for the podcast.
If you're a fan of this show, please send us mail.
Oh, yeah. Could you give out your address?
We have a P.O. box now.
We do?
No way.
No, we don't have a fucking P.O. box.
It wouldn't shock us.
Thank
money.
You, because I know Chris didn't do that.
Yeah. I don't want to be.
Hey.
I want fan mail and hate mail and pictures of naked people.
Send us emails for our Gmail.
Send us naked pictures with B-movie written on your
send
deck.
Us Gmail. I don't want
to assuming that. All of our listeners are mail.
I just don't. Think any females listen to the show.
Send us your mail.
You know what's scary?
Yep,
we can't give out I don't feel like we should give out our email
addresses.
Exactly.
Because I'm scared that somebody might
it's
send us
given out at the end of every episode.
Really?
Don't. Why would you say that?
Why would you
invite the idea of that?
Tommy wants child porn.
Fuck you. That, like, we have a line that's very far beyond where most lines are, and you're still, like, trying to cross it.
We actually don't. All I have to say is...
Hey, fuck you.
That's true.
There's actually only, like, 5 things you can't say on this show.
Is one of them that you want child porn?
And you know what?
So,
yeah, that's one of the 5 now.
That is one of them.
So just to be
wait,
sure,
so
I'm supposed
what,
to directly
what did that push
say,
off the list?
I'm...
there were 5 things previously.
So
something is now allowed to
there's
be
a
said.
Certain person whose initials are BT. We were not allowed to talk about that person.
We can't talk about him anymore.
It's not BTK. It's...
We talk about BTK as much as we want.
Yeah, but we don't talk about BT anymore.
BTBR.
There's
Big
a
tacos?
There's a thing that does not get mentioned that Dylan is not allowed to say. Don't fucking say it.
Wait, I'm not sure which one it was.
You cannot threaten violence against a certain person.
That's true.
Initials DT. We shouldn't be threatening violence against anyone.
We
anyways,
know. We
but
not
in
be
particular,
we're really into the last name T here.
Dommy Tavis.
Dommy Tavis.
Tavis.
Oh,
we cannot threaten them. Davis.
Oh, so wait.
Davis, Tommy.
Wait. So I'm confused. Just to be sure, I'm not allowed to say that Tommy wants child porn.
No. Not
okay,
say that.
Trying to be sure.
I don't like that sentence. It bothers me.
But Dylan, you know what you can say? You can do a single sentence summary of the trailer we just saw.
Kid is really scared of freaky monsters. Parents don't believe him.
That's clearly like the 20 years previous thing.
Yeah,
that's the opening prologue of the movie.
I didn't pay that much attention.
No,
Tommy,
like
okay,
brother
do.
Who calls. All
right, Dana, go for it.
Basically, we're seeing some kids that are scared of something in the closet, and then years and years later, maybe 15 to 20 years later. Louder?
No, you're running out of time.
Years later, things are still scary.
Okay, Tommy, did you want to ask?
Also, only the prologue.
More or less.
Boring.
Do it better, Chris.
Okay. Tommy, go for
Wait,
it.
Wait, no, it's my turn.
Oh, yeah, it's Tommy's turn.
Boring white people have nightmares. That's really all I have. This movie looks fucking boring, and I was against doing it. Yogi Bear.
Win one, you fucking loser.
Holy shit.
Oh,
win you one. Spiked that.
Oh, fuck, my heart.
Right, Chris.
My single sentence movie, or summary for this movie is a spooky, spookum scare.
Why, Dylan?
That was what it was about to be. Did you hear him start it?
Spooky spookum scare adults.
You should definitely just cut me going over whatever you just said.
Well, he has editing power. I don't know if he's going to do that.
He just said spooky spookums. That's allowed.
He can say that.
What's not allowed then?
Well, why is spooky spookums not allowed?
Yeah.
So why spooky would that spookums be not allowed?
Fuck off.
But well, Tommy Wiseau point is not allowed.
Yes.
I know it's hard to see a line there.
There's going
to
be so many beeps on this episode. We decided I want that beeped out.
Why would you want that beeped out?
Why would I want that sentence beeped out?
You were all about keeping one very important line dead center in the...
What?
Oh, because you don't stand by that one. Okay.
What are you talking about?
We had that one episode where you threatened violence to one Mr.
Oh, yeah.
Donkey Touch.
Yeah, we can't.
Okay, well, that's kind of
threaten violence against Donkey Touch because that is. Why is he called Donkey Touch?
Why do you also, everyone's going to know who you're talking about.
That's true.
That has to get bleeped too.
It probably doesn't.
I was one of the only people who listened to this crazy fucking shit.
Wait.
I might be stupid enough to not know who Donkey Touch is.
So wait, are you saying that it's illegal to have code for saying you want to hurt Donkey Touch?
Yes, it is illegal to have code for that.
So would it be...
Isn't
okay,
it crazy
so
how
then,
Donkey Touch colluded with Russia?
So then the
God
question...
Now I have to bleep both... that whole sentence has to be bleeped.
Give
that's
one
sentence.
Star.
Okay.
Hey. That's got to be bleeped too.
We're finishing
wait,
this up
so
here.
Wait, so am I not allowed to say that?
Well,
I
already did see
can I say...
I haven't done
can
it.
Can I say Dommy Tavis? This one's child
fuck off.
No, you can't. Because there could be someone named Dommy Tavis out there. Dominic Tavison. We don't know. Anyways, single sentence summary, they are coming. That's all you need to know.
I want to apologize to the audience for all the bleeps they just had
exactly.
to deal with. It sounded like fucking Morse code coming from their goddamn radio.
They are coming. C-U-M-M-I-G.
That's a different episode.
You should let me keep all of that. It's a good joke.
Dylan, you're banned.
You're in the timeout
close
corner.
To it.
Dylan, there's just random silences throughout this whole episode.
Last time I was with Chris, we were talking about how we need to have Dylan sit in a separate room with a clip-on mic. That way you can always hear him, but you can also always mute him.
Yeah, just like, beep.
He's still talking.
Fuck you guys. Chris and Tommy want child porn.
All right, Tommy.
Okay.
Okay.
Tommy, you brought the snack of the week this week. We're not going to eat it on air because that's annoying.
It's a really gross noise.
But you brought chicken.
I brought rotisserie chicken.
That's what
you're
doing
like
you're
the pop filter.
I don't want to pop.
Whoa, there we go.
Those are your peas. You popped them.
I popped that pea.
Brought rotisserie chicken because I'm tired of bringing the snack of the week.
There you go.
And
maybe
I'm also on a diet.
You won't have it.
So rotisserie chicken was the snack of the week.
Which you guys still haven't eaten.
So
I haven't had like a bit of it. But
so
I
when you lose, yet. Everyone gets to eat healthy? That's so thoughtful.
Well, also, when other people lose, I don't get to eat anything.
See, when I lose, I torture people.
Yeah, like when you bring bugs, you monster.
I bring excellent treats.
And brownies, didn't you?
I gave you a choice of bugs or brownies.
That's the past.
Anyways, it doesn't matter.
What podcast are you guys on now that you're listening? Drop us a comment. Tell us.
Yeah, leave us a comment on the Facebook page saying, hey, I just listened to this episode. Why are you guys still in the past?
Yeah,
we are.
Pretty
stuck
much. In the past.
So, moving on.
Where can I send Tommy?
You gotta stop, bud.
Not to the Facebook page. To anywhere but the Facebook page.
No. It's nowhere, anywhere, ever.
Don't send Tommy anything.
Yeah. Unless
send
it's just fan mail.
Send encouraging words.
Fan mail and
send
cash.
Words.
If you want to send cash just through the mail.
Don't send me cash.
You might want...
Don't send me anything.
Send me cash.
Don't send me anything.
I'll put out my Venmo onto the Facebook page. So if you just want to send me cash.
Arl, what segment are we doing?
Anyways, we're moving on to trivia.
Yeah.
This
put
week...
Out, get out the buzzer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So this movie is not directed by Wes Craven, but he did produce it.
That's me, Dylan.
That's Dylan.
That's almost all of the movies that are titled Wes Craven's.
Tommy, no, Wes Craven's your name.
Tommy is Boing.
There you go.
Surprise. Oh, are you fucking kidding me? You're giving me the
pink one.
That's purple.
That was the best song.
You can swap if you want.
No, I like it.
Okay.
Okay, this is Chris.
Dude, you can call Tom Tron with
that. I do. I can call Tom Tron
Or Tootie Pie.
No,
Tootie
Pie is not being introduced
yet. Alright, so moving on. So this movie is produced by Wes Craven, just like Dracula 2000.
Yay.
So the trivia is Wes Craven related. This was last minute, so it's not going
to
be funny.
Yeah, because we were supposed to be doing our Christmas special, but now you'll have to wait for that.
Pick up your fucking notebook so Chris can't cheat. You know he cheats.
I'm looking at the board intentionally not to see the book.
You were standing right by me when I was making them.
I didn't read them.
I don't care. Alright, number one. Wes Craven's first movie came out in 1972. What is the film's title?
The Serpent Under the Stairs. God damn it. The People Under the Stairs.
Well, neither of you got that, so it's minus one.
A heart-shaped box.
Minus one for both of you.
She has all right. Like a cancer.
That was an accident.
She turns inside.
Okay.
No one guessed it.
Can I take another guess at it?
No.
No. It's minus one for Dylan and Chris, unless Tommy and Dana want to come in.
Was that close? I knew this at one point, but I no longer know it.
Can I take a guess if no one else?
If no one else will do it, you will not be deducted extra.
Fun fact, James Cameron got his start working under Joe Dante on the film Piranha.
Under him?
I thought it was Piranha
directly?
I don't know. Or
yeah, I think it's Piranha. It is
not. Okay.
Alright, so here's the thing.
He tried to name it Piranhas, but they
You can all guess now, but you will not be awarded a point.
Wes Craven's old
or deducted. No.
The last house on the left?
That's what it was.
Fuck!
I forgot to do trivia. Fuck, it would have been a great trivia. I forgot to do the hint.
We watched that as a teenager. We were way too young to be watching that.
That's way too graphic.
The movie where the girl gets raped.
And then, her guts are taken out.
They make her pee herself. And then, it was a really fucked up movie.
The guy gets his trunk bit off.
Yeah, if I was their parents, I'd be worried we were going to shoot up a school or something. That was not...
Yeah, I was stuck between the People Under the Stairs and that one.
I think I might have been worried about that.
Also, for some reason, I had the Serpent on the Rainbow stuff.
Why are you being so mean to me tonight?
I'm sorry.
So, right now, Dylan minus one, Chris minus one.
Why am I minus one?
Because we both buzzed in.
Heart-shaped box was a good answer.
No, it wasn't.
So was the last.
There's only one good answer.
Unless it was like songs by Kurt Cobain, then yeah, you would have got it.
Thank you.
Number two, released in 2011, this was Wes Craven's last film.
Ooh.
Wes Craven's last film?
Last film.
Ooh,
last
film. It's in my brain somewhere. I remember what the poster looks like even.
What year?
2011.
I can remember what the poster looks like and everything. The poster is like the seven main characters and their shadows kind of form it. It's a one-word title. And it's about werewolves.
Go for it.
Is it Scream 4?
It is Scream 4. Congratulations,
oh my
Chris.
Goodness. Wow.
Wasn't there a Wes Craven movie?
There was a werewolf one. That was the one I was stuck on.
You're thinking about the right one.
Until you described the poster as seven characters, I was like, wait a minute. Scream.
Yeah, it's Scream.
The poster was seven characters.
He died in 2015, though. He was just being lazy his last 4 years.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. So lazy he died.
Exactly. Number three. How the fuck did I write this? Okay.
Delta's a dog.
She's crawling around.
One of Wes Craven's most famous films, A Nightmare on Elm Street, was the acting debut of which famous actor?
I did it first.
Oh. That was anyone know at all
Robert
who wasn't first?
I think that was Tommy.
Well, no. You didn't get it wrong regardless. Who was next?
Oh, fuck, I knew who it is.
Chris knows.
Johnny Depp.
You're right.
I knew it. Yeah. The minute I said that, I said it. I knew it was wrong.
Whatever. I buzzed in late. Who cares?
I think.
Alrighty.
I just heard yours because it was right on my ear.
Number.
I was pressing it behind my back. So.
Number four. Dana, you're probably going to get this one. All right. Now, so the answer might be obvious when I say, the first two words. So buzz in when I complete the question.
Okay.
The mask for this film was inspired by Edvard Munch's painting of the same name.
Everyone buzzed it at the same time.
Who's Ding Dong?
That's me.
That's the first one I heard.
It's Scream.
Your ear,
it's
Scream. You dickwad.
What was the correct answer Dylan talked over?
I think
it's Scream.
It's Scream. I think I did
buzz
it.
Scream.
Gotta believe that.
Well, it was the movie. I was asking about the movie, not the painting, was it?
You made
it was
me
asking
a
about
monster.
The painting.
Oh, whatever.
They're
the same name.
Yeah, it's Scream. One's
me?
The Scream, but I was asking about the movie.
Oh, you're asking about the movie? Okay, well.
Yeah,
then
the
I
mask
got
for this film.
Yeah.
All right, number five. Craven started in academia. He was a teacher for a while. But his career then moved to what?
You know, with losing a point when you guess doesn't make me want to guess very much.
Yeah, then this is a rough one. Is there a hint for this one?
Film.
More specific.
It's still right.
You gotta be more specific. What type of film?
Horror film.
Porn.
You got it.
All big directors get started in porn. Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Again, this was last minute, so I'm not gonna take points off of that.
I'm waiting to get one.
Thanks.
Alright, number 6. Craven received threats from agents in Hollywood saying he would never work in the industry if he kept this reference to an urban legend in Scream. What was the urban legend?
Shit.
Alright, I'm gonna be frustrated when you say it. Okay, you guys want a hint?
Yeah.
The Mothman.
No.
What?
Not the Mothman.
How would that be the noise of...
It's
also, why would the Hollywood studios be like, don't
mention the Mothman?
Because there's a Hollywood conspiracy that all the men in Hollywood...
Ruins West Virginia.
They have Mothman in the basement. The only... They fuck them.
That's
the hint?
The rats.
Little rodent.
Something about rats.
The little rodent. What, Irpin?
Richard Greer.
There you go.
Richard Greer?
I'll take
hamster
it.
In the butt. Hamster in the butt.
Gerbils.
I don't understand that reference.
But yeah, it's he...
You don't remember Lemmy Winks?
I'm not even sure I
there's
understand
a,
the
There
question.
Was an urban legend that he had a gerbil?
Gerbil up his butt.
Up his butt.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, I'll... Yep.
Number 7. What is the name of Craven's short-lived horror show that aired on NBC in 1992?
How about you read that one more time?
All right, there we go. Calm down. What is the name of Wes Craven's short-lived horror show that aired on NBC in 1992?
I want to buzz in, but I just don't want to lose it.
Yeah, I don't wanna...
If you give me a hint, I think I'll buzz in.
Yeah, I'm so close. What if I tell you the concept of it?
No, there are two words.
Is it Freddy's Nightmare?
No.
Okay.
It's not that one.
I know he made that.
But... However, my...
Is that -1 for?
Yeah, it's going to be -1 for Dylan. Anyways, the title, there are two words. The first one is a reference to one of his most famous movies, and the second one is A Place Where You Eat.
Can we buzz in with that? Minus? I don't...
Ghoul Chick-fil-A.
One of his most famous movies.
One of his most famous movies. In fact, his most famous movie.
I think I know it, but I'm not going to guess. Well,
Nightmare Diner?
That's what I was going to say, actually.
I have no idea.
I'm glad I didn't.
What is it?
It's Nightmare Cafe.
Huh.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I was reasonably close.
You were...
Freddy's a real show.
Yeah, that was a real show, but that's not the one I was looking for.
That was the one I was thinking of.
I don't think it was NBC either.
Oh, it was on Chiller, for a while.
Shudder.
It doesn't matter.
Chiller.
Oh, they said Shudder. Like, it was around back then.
Okay. So, number 8. How many sequels, if any, are there to Dracula 2000?
I think I was first.
You're first.
Oh, man.
How many sequels?
I think it's 2.
You're correct.
Yes!
Dracula 2 Ascension and Dracula 3 Legacy.
What about Dracula 3000?
I don't think that's related to
Dracula
2000.
Why is Dracula 3000 not related?
I don't know, but it's not.
I got plus 1 points.
I have 2 Ascension and that one. All right, so.
-2.
Number 9.
I earned it.
Maybe you'll get this one.
Probably not.
So again, Wes Craven isn't that interesting.
Oh, he's really boring.
He's really boring. So keep that in mind.
Move it back.
But I couldn't find much trivia about him, but I did find this hobby. What hobby is Craven really into?
Can I buzz in and say he's dead so he's not into any hobbies?
What was he really into?
Worms are into him.
Can you use a hint?
Taxidermy.
No, but you're close.
Oh,
so -1 for Dana.
What's
a
high?
So it does.
You can have negative.
Hold on, he's giving a hint.
So it is close to taxidermy. So it does involve animals, and like taxidermy, it's very boring.
Involves animals?
It involves animals.
Do I want to risk my...
It's a very boring hobby.
All right, I can think of the most boring hobby. Is it the most boring hobby that ever existed?
Yes.
It's birdwatching.
It's birdwatching.
Fuck yes,
right.
Plus 2
points.
Oh,
it's not bestiality?
It's not bestiality. He's not a beast man.
There's nothing boring about bestiality. You could die at any time.
That's a really fascinating hobby. Albeit illegal.
Yeah, not if it's a sheep.
All right.
Gerbil in your ass is bestiality.
So, last question here.
Oh, there's one more.
So... There are two answers to this one.
He was in an episode.
Only one performance directed by Craven was nominated for an Oscar. So only one actor or actress was nominated for an Oscar appearing in one of Wes Craven's films. Who was the actor or actress, and what was the name of the movie? And if you get the name of the movie right, you get 2 points, because there's no way you're going to get it.
I don't think that it's not one of his horror movies.
It's not one of his horror movies. It is his only non-horror movie.
Oh, wait, the movie he directed won the Oscar. The actor won.
No, the actor got nominated. But did not win. It's the only nomination for an Oscar like related to Wes Craven.
So it's like David Lynch's Elephant Man. It's just like one offbeat, not... Can you give us a plot
There's
the
no way I can give you... the title of the movie, because there's just no way you're going to get it unless you somehow knew it.
You give us a hint on the plot.
I can give you a hint on the actor or actress, because we get a point from that.
It's not Laura Dern.
No, it's an actress who is nominated a lot for Oscars and has won a lot of Oscars and is famous for how many Oscar nominations she...
Helen Mirren?
No.
Damn it.
One minus 1 point.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
I would give us a guess that.
Meryl Streep. So that's plus 1 for Dana.
Ooh.
Do you know the name of the movie? Anyone? You don't... I won't deduct points if you just guess.
I don't know what Meryl Streep's been in.
Is it...
Can I give you a... I'll give you a hint for what the movie is called. Great. And you can just kind of guess the title, maybe.
Yeah, give us a hint.
So, first off, the title's really dumb.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber.
Let's just let that joke land.
Oh, I get it.
Dumb and Dumber.
It's not that. So, the first word... is relating to songs. The last is related to a body part.
Finger mouth.
Finger mouth? What do you think?
Monkey bone?
Songs and a body part. It's... I'll make it even more specific.
It's...
song of the body part. Another word for song...
song of the mouth?
Of the body part. It's not song. Song of the sound.
Tune of the heart?
Very, very close.
Melody of the heart.
Dana?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
I'm going to be frustrated when you say it.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say this. Since I did say you get 2 points for guessing it correctly, Dylan came very close, so I'm going to give you 1 point.
Yeah.
Is it Feet?
Music of the Heart.
Music of the Heart.
Wes Craven made a movie called...
He made a movie called Music of the Heart.
Wow, okay.
A non-horror movie. I knew... Yeah.
Did Robert Englund appear in it?
Probably.
Maybe, who knows? Dylan, how many points do you have?
-1.
-1 for Dylan.
Nice.
Dummy.
+2.
+2. Dana.
The best.
I think I'm at 0 right now.
You're at 0. That's all right. And then Chris.
+2.
+2.
Neck, buddy.
Ooh.
All right. Now
the race is on.
Should be noted. I was going to choose the Babysitter's Club. However,
I would have brought
I feel weird choosing
the Babysitter's Club. You know, I'd feel weird if I had chosen this.
Especially after
the conversation we had earlier.
I want that joke fucking dead.
What joke? I'm going to reference it.
Yeah.
And also, this is a last minute movie, and I wanted to be Yogi Bear.
I don't know, I'm a little old.
I don't like this joke. This genuinely bothers me.
This is a dead joke, Dylan. Don't make me take off points.
Ooh, penalty points. For misbehaving.
For being a dirty boy.
Penalty points?
Alright, so moving on.
We're just going to bleed this entire episode.
Moving on to the meat of the podcast. Predictions. Tommy, you go first since you're the last place last time.
I've got really... brief predictions.
Go for it.
It's a horror movie, so prediction one, to the library.
Someone will say, to the library.
No.
Or they'll just go to the library.
There'll be the exposition library scene.
Okay, and here's the thing. If someone says, to the library, I'll give you 6 points.
Okay, I will take the library.
That is so not going to happen.
That's
not going to happen.
That's right. Like,
what if they say it like 5 times? Do you just get 30 points?
He wins.
That's like comic book guy.
Yeah, all right, go on. Number two.
Prediction number two. There will be a PG-13 shower. This movie's rated PG-13.
So no nudity.
We're going to have the girl who looks like Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
And she will take a shower. That's what she looks like.
I almost had that as a guess, too. Because I was like, there's got to be...
That she looks like Charlie?
No, that she was going to take a shower.
Wait, Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or Charlie from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
The one that's old with Gene Wilder.
The old one, because they weren't allowed to call it Charlie because Charlies were our enemies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
fascinating.
That's why they changed the name. Yeah.
They should have made that whole movie about drowning them in chocolate, and then they're going to know whatever they wanted.
Well, they do drown Germans in chocolate in that movie.
Augustus Gloop dies in chocolate.
Yeah. Augustus Gloop goes into...
He drinks
it.
Yeah. No, he dies.
He's a German. He saw brown, watery substance. He's like, I got to have this.
And then, according to some stuff...
Who is that reference to? Shit.
Germans love poop.
Okay.
And alcohol.
Yeah. Go on, Tommy.
Prediction number 3. The F-bomb will be dropped once in this movie.
Okay.
If it's dropped twice, I still get a lot of credit, I think.
You get all the deduct points, but you won't get a zero.
I thought you wanted, you were allowed to say the F-word twice if it was non-sexual.
No, you're allowed to say it once if it's non-sexual.
Okay, well then it's once then. That's my prediction. That's everything I have.
That's everything so far. Dana?
I have the first one. They are only able to be killed by electricity or electrical shock. My second one is I think the brother figure that we see in the trailer is going to be abducted.
I think he's abducted like right after he shows up.
I think he gets abducted at some point.
Don't let us get sued, Tommy.
And then my third one is I feel like since this is one of those movies with aliens and this is the thing that happens with aliens, there's going to be a cat at some point that will look at the screen and hiss and be agitated by them.
Very solid guess.
Even if it's ghosts, the cat will probably still do that.
All right.
Like Chris is doing. Yeah, Chris will
do
that.
Do you want to tell us your predictions?
Wesley Cray Cray's them.
Oh, yes.
Number one, there will be a baby monitor used.
There will be a baby monitor used for those who couldn't understand that.
Signs.
Signs. Yeah. Good ass movie.
There's not even a fucking baby in that movie. Why is there a baby monitor?
Because they were babies at one point.
Chris, his wife died.
Yeah.
So he can't get rid of stuff.
Okay.
You buy baby monitors after your wife dies.
He's also an anti
Semite. Swing away. Yeah. He's not yet an anti Semite.
That's true. I don't know.
He's making a comeback this year.
What do you think Signs is about?
Demons. Dylan, have you ever read the article about how Signs is actually about demons?
No, I have read the one though about
makes
how
sense.
He's anti-Semitic.
Holy water.
But he's anti-Semitic and it's about
Mel Gibson is a bad person.
It wasn't written by
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson
sucks. Fuck you, Mel Gibson. Come fight me, bitch.
He will.
I don't care.
Arhan, I love you to bits.
He would kick his ass.
I don't think
he's
been winning
a fight. He's a crazy person.
You guys,
I'll just call the cops and be like,
you
Mel Gibson's coming right after me.
Mel Gibson with Armin? Come on, guys.
It'll be fun. We all team up.
I'm gonna get you a sergeant.
It'd be like a Final Fantasy, like, boss fight. It'd be tight.
We'll do turns.
What, he turns into a god and has giant wings and is throwing meteors at you?
Into a god? Have you seen Mel Gibson?
Okay.
Recently?
He played Jesus.
He's
playing,
mostly just Jack Daniels.
He did not play Jesus.
He is Jesus.
That was John Caviezel.
Alright.
Jim Caviezel?
Close enough.
Whatever. Hey, Christopher.
The little girl from the trailer, she's drawing something, so I assume her drawings will have some importance and they will prove to the main character that the monsters are real.
Just like in Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction.
And the ring, which is almost the same.
Yeah. I thought she just drew rings.
Yeah, that was...
Isn't that kind of obvious?
Also, that was a little boy.
She looks through a diary at one point.
I don't think it's
I'm giving it to him.
But all right.
Chris's prediction is that it'll become relevant to like stopping the issue.
Yeah, but it was a little boy in the ring.
I don't see Jim there, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't assume.
That's why we're watching They, because that's the pronoun
exactly.
That's really prefers.
Chris.
And then number 3, the little girl will go missing.
Oh.
Very good. Very good. Dylan, finish us off here.
The little girl from the trailer, at the very end of the trailer. She's in it for like 2 seconds in the trailer.
Oh, so not the original little girl, but like the other little girl.
Yeah, it's the aliens plot where you have to redeem what happened to yourself as a child. Well, that's not aliens, but...
Got it.
Whatever. Yeah, but Newt is going to go missing.
Yeah, Newt.
Dylan, go ahead.
Their mom is killed by the thing, by They.
Wait, They's mom is going to be killed?
Wait,
no,
the thing?
Their
John
mom.
Carpenter's the thing.
You all shut the fuck up.
Their mom is killed
their
by
mothers,
They.
Their mother, fuck me.
Like the mother of
Take some time.
Wait, do they have lesbian mothers?
Shh. Their mom is killed by They when the main characters were little.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
God, this movie is...
It's got the X, actually.
They are killed by fire.
Okay, so...
So in the same way that you... said like electricity.
Very close.
Fire. Animals hate fire.
Mm-hmm.
They're not animals. They're they.
They look like animals at some point.
But they live in a goopy alternate dimension.
Yeah. Well, here's a question, Chris. What do all cats have in common other than the fact that they're cats? They are animals. So.
No, I don't. What's your next guess?
What?
I fucked up. Fuck off. There will be a scene where someone is being attacked by they and they wake up.
Okay.
It's like,
That's ooh, Wes Craven's new nightmare.
That seems really obvious. It's a Wes Craven movie. People wake up from nightmares like every scene.
Why didn't Chris have the one about the little girl drawing something?
Okay.
I don't remember it happening in Last House on the Left. And just because, Nightmare on Elm Street, the whole thing is
dreams. I don't remember anyone waking up from a nightmare in Scream.
That's true. And I also don't remember anyone waking up from a nightmare in Nightmare on Elm Street because they all fucking die.
Yeah.
No.
One person woke up and be like,
in Dream Warriors, they drag Freddy out of the nightmare.
Didn't direct that one, Chris.
Did he not?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, he didn't direct this movie either.
That's true.
He just produced it.
So there you go.
Oh,
that's true.
Good news.
So Dylan, you have to change your guess, though.
No, because Craven didn't direct this.
So you're fine.
Yeah, so you're
wild
fine.
Cards.
Go for it, Tommy.
My wild card. After being like a big like content moderator and bleeping stuff, it's funny that like this is okay to say. My prediction, 9/11 was caused by they.
All right.
Wait, like factually, like in real life, 9/11 was caused by they?
In the movie, it will be revealed that
if someone says
they,
just like
they caused 9/11.
Why don't you just go bomb the Twin Towers? And then like that's a good.
That made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, then that's something that would give him the points.
Can we make that in the bleep list?
Maybe we'll see, Dana.
All right, my wild card is that no one actually dies in this movie. Not one person.
That's a good guess. It could happen.
I thought about doing that one.
It could happen.
It is PG-13.
God. Chris, what's your multiplier?
Funnily enough, it has a lot to do with what's been banned from the beginning of this episode.
Rock turn.
This whole movie is actually just pedophiles covering up, essentially. The whole movie, it's going to be revealed that they don't exist. It's just pedophilic, like,
you know,
fresh memories.
We play this game to have fun. What's fun about pedophilia?
The feeling of justice you get when they get caught.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
When they
get caught.
That's
why pedophilia is so popular.
Oh, that's what the they is.
Yeah, they are pedophiles.
Okay. So is that also the demographic of the week?
No.
No.
We still
have Dylan's multiplier.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
My multiplier is the protagonist of this movie is a genderless cousin that they treat like a monster because they don't understand him. Them.
Easy, Dylan.
Babadook.
Wait, so them is...
So he's saying
guy?
That the they in that sentence is the family,
oh,
and not the they
oh
of
my
they.
God.
I thought the they was the pronoun that they used because they weren't sure which pronoun to use.
No,
for them.
I'm saying that the...
Say it again.
So actually, I'm going to read it exactly how I said, okay? The protagonist, meaning that the people in the movie, in the trailer, that are shown to be bad is what I mean.
What? Mm.
The protagonist? You mean the antagonist?
You mean the antagonist?
Oh, yeah, sorry, antagonist.
Because they're against guns.
Okay. So the antagonist, the antagonist is a genderless cousin that they treat like a monster because they don't understand them.
Okay.
Are they genderless or gender fluid?
Genderless.
Okay. Yeah.
Aaron,
yeah, go
neutral,
for it.
What?
You're DM, so I have a question for you.
Go for it.
Who is John Galt?
Who is John Galt?
Why are you asking
that? He's the guy who made the world stop and then Ayn Rand's Whatchamajiggers.
Thank you. I just had to
Atlas
ask.
Shrugged. Yeah.
Why?
I've gotten attention in a while.
is that what our demographic of the week is?
Do you want to do Atlas Shrugged next week? Is that what you're talking about?
No. I never want to watch that movie.
We saw part of it. It's really boring.
It was really boring. And then really bad
it's
CG.
It's a fucking Ayn Rand movie.
But we don't want to discriminate too much because our demographic this week is people who enjoy Ayn Rand novels.
Yeah, Ayn Rand wrote Transformers.
So,
hey, they like boring
shit.
Welcome aboard,
Paul
Ryan. They're probably listening to us.
There you go.
All those libertarians.
Mm-hmm. All right, cut. There we go. We're watching the movie.
Yeah, okay. Chris, will you press the space bar on my computer?
Does it do anything?
All right.
Wow, what a nice nap that was.
Yeah, I was describing it to Dana earlier. It's not the most boring movie we've seen because we had fun watching it. We were always talkative. We were in good energy. It's good spirits. But the movie was just...
It wasn't garbage.
It wasn't... It's just...
No, I wrote it in my notes as a Silent Hill cutscene. It was like all the cutscenes from a rather boring video game from 2003, and I was bored.
So I really want to get into, like, what the deeper meaning was in the movie, but that will set up for the ending.
Okay.
Before that, single sentence summary. Comment. Describe this movie in one sentence.
Describe this movie in one sentence. girl witnesses suicide, descends into depression.
Okay,
Dana. But the depression's real.
I think
one sentence.
I would summarize this as girl has relationship issues with boyfriend who's too enabling.
Okay, Dylan.
That's all I got.
Single sentence summary right now.
Childhood trauma haunts.
Okay, very good. Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Don't stop.
Being distracted by the dog.
It's a very cute dog.
How though?
The Demogorgon attacks adults.
Yeah. This felt like a blender of a bunch of different things. It felt just like Stranger Things, which is a smorgasbord of a bunch of different like cool concepts. It felt just like that, except boring.
Yeah, there was the underneath, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The upside down. She literally got trapped.
She's digging.
Yeah, she likes
digging. Oh my god.
Yeah, the dog is digging.
The dog's digging
the
into the
bed.
The
audience can't see it.
It doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure how cute it is.
But,
she doesn't like being in the room.
The Demogorgon.
And she wants to escape.
The Demogorgon is in it. The upside down is in it.
Let her do what she wants, Chris. I'm watching.
Yeah.
They get trapped in the other dimension.
Well, that's the very last shot of the movie.
I was going to say, for my single sentence summary, Charlie loses the factory and it's mine. Because I can't say her mine because it's, you know.
It's both Charlie and whatever her name was. I wrote this down as
The main character looked like Charlie from Charlie and
Chocolate. The main character looked like Charlie from Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Female version.
From Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Yes. But
Charlie,
I wrote this down for fuck's sake.
Okay, go on.
I wrote this down.
Bop.
It's tradition,
as
Tommy.
Post-Matrix roller coasters. And that was after the Matrix came out. There were a bunch of movies that were like green and gray. They took color correction to new heights. So everything is ugly to look at. And then everything was like mumblecore horror, where the plot revolved around a bunch of people being sad and wondering if they were losing their mind. The recipe of that cinematography and that kind of plot was like aggressively hard to get into.
So, Tommy, would you say that is the worst moment of the movie?
The worst
moment? Well, not the worst moment. The worst thing about the movie is the...
Well, if I had to pick like a worst moment of the movie...
Or thing, idea, aspect.
I can pinpoint the worst moment of the movie. There's the two side characters that are roommates, the guy and the girl who are both artists who live together in the same apartment. Like, they have that fight, and they're both just sitting there mumbling, and they're both hateful characters, and they're both talking about how depressed they are, and there's nothing funny, there's nothing meaningful, nothing happens, it's just a green, gray room, there's a bunch of dust on the camera lens, and it's fucking boring.
Alright, Dana, what was the best or worst moment of this movie?
I would have to say, the worst moment for me personally was the fact that less than 5 minutes into the movie, I lost my multiplier, because one guy totally shot himself in the face.
I think I'm the only one who got my multiplier.
No.
No, Chris. No.
But Chris...
You absolutely
Chris,
got
you didn't get your multiplier, but what was the best or
the
worst
moment
of the movie? Yeah.
The best and the worst moment of this movie. All that guy's just solid black paint.
God damn it, that was going to be mine.
He was just, gonna be mine!
He was just painting on black canvas.
How
and the worst moment,
paint
the worst moment was when the sprinkler went off and it ruined his plantain.
I was going to say worst moment was... The worst moment was the ending when they crashes through the window of the door.
Yeah.
Because it was so stupid.
It was also broad daylight.
Well, part of what this we also have to consider is 2002. This is the worst era for CG. So all the monsters in this movie look like PlayStation 2 scrotums. They're ugly.
A little bit,
They're fucking ugly.
I think we should watch Lawnmower Man to
Is that still on HBO?
But that's charming. This wasn't charming.
That's not charming. I know Lawnmower Man 2 was
there. In the air conditioning shaft, there was that one part where it just looks like a giant penis sticking up.
They look like scrotums. Penises.
It was a very phallic movie, but Dylan.
Drawing of a bitch.
My, contrary to Chris's best part of the movie, my worst part of this movie was his awful paintings.
What?
That was
they
the worst
were amazing.
Part. They were trash.
Now, you had something else
they
to say, Tommy?
Yeah, I wrote this one down, too. The scene in the swimming pool where she's in, like, a college rec, like, training pool.
Yeah.
That was a good scene.
It was a good scene.
The lights get cut out, and for whatever reason, because of the pool, and they had those windows you can't see through that are blurred and they use shadows.
Seem like bathrooms.
That scene was genuinely terrifying. Yeah. I don't know if it was because it was shot well or because I easily get freaked out in the pool and I felt that was
a good scene. But just well done.
Those 5 minutes, if I had just seen that, I would swear I was watching a really well-made, tense horror movie.
I thought the ending chase was kind of cool, too.
We're in the subway?
Yeah. There were moments of...
It goes back to the point
non-lameness.
Almost like a short film. You can do a scene technically well, but if I don't care for the story... It's like one of those things they say on Red Letter Media all the time. What are the rules?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get what the rules were of the villains. It never was fully explained. It was just, is she losing her mind or are there aliens / demogorgs?
Right.
What was the fantasy term they used early in the movie? It was from not Homer's
Grendel.
Grendel.
Yeah.
There were Grendels. There were something.
Incubus was another one. Yeah.
We don't know what they were.
I think they were just fans of the band.
I think that, like, having a villain with no motivation or an unknown motivation is fine. But like you said, there are way too many rules to where it just never makes sense.
It was up to the audience's interpretation.
Can they control electricity? Are they scared of electricity? Does it hurt them? It goes out, but then it comes back on. Yeah.
According to IMDb, they're from Venus. And
yeah, please explain this.
IMDb page.
No, that wasn't what it was.
Wait. The best part of this movie for me was that quick shot where she was sort of naked.
Yeah, we saw like a side tit.
Yeah,
really. Sort of naked. This movie won an award. She's in the bathing suit.
No, every movie wins an award.
No, the blonde woman when she was in bed with that dude.
I think you were getting tea at that point
when she got caught by the roommate and he was like, "Get out!"
Yeah, so
she was in like perfect profile, so you couldn't really see anything.
Yeah, enlighten us.
I was curious, so I looked up the IMDb page of this movie because it seemed fishy. Something about this movie felt like it got stuck in production.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this was a Matrix ripoff. It was about machines that ran the Earth. So the very first version of the script was the Matrix. And that's why there's all those scenes in the subway and all this and that. But then there's a bunch of like audio commentary from different versions of the script about how the creatures are from Venus and they control the world of micro machines that... they allow people and harvest people for their energy. They are interdimensional creatures using the... There's an alternate ending where... I fucking don't care.
Anyways, the best part of the movie was the ending chase for me. The pool scene was also pretty cool. But for the most part, meh. Anyways, moving on to the meaty section of the podcast again.
That was
predictions.
Like the most straightforward discussion on a movie we've had.
I know.
In like
for like
eight
one
weeks.
Of the lamest movies we've seen.
We still haven't talked much about the movie.
I don't know. We pretty much did.
It was pretty straightforward.
Yeah,
because
the guy goes
movie.
Around strangling people,
he's
and there's awkward nudity and sex.
Was it him though?
Yeah. All right,
was.
Tommy.
You probably think so. All
right, Tommy.
My prediction?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, predictions.
Where'd my pencil go?
I just had it next to you. On the right side?
On my right side, thank you. Prediction number one, to the library. Now, there's two scenes in this movie
where they do research.
But they were not at the library.
They don't go to the library.
All, but there was the cliche of the, I'm going to go look through notebooks. I'm arguing for one point.
I was going to give you three.
Oh, really?
There is a research scene. They never go to the library. But the guess, your guess. Sorry, I dropped the pencil.
You
Chris.
Streaked like a small man.
There was...
But I'm a big, big man.
I would say that I will take three.
I would
gladly.
Give one.
I'm saying three.
I would say three.
It's three.
Two at the most.
There
That's
was
ridiculous.
At least that many books that they looked through with detailed pictures.
Yeah, I'm giving you three. Yeah. There's a research
thing. They did that cliche where they look at... Who was the dude who drew like the vivid paintings of hell? I don't know who that was.
That's Gustave Doré.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
there we go.
I'm going to guess that's in 90% of horror movies where is the character losing their mind or not?
Mm-hmm.
They go through, look through a book and there's a bunch of Doré pictures.
Yeah, okay. I'll give
so
you
I'm
plus
gonna three.
Yeah,
okay,
three.
So that is 3 points. Next up... There will be a PG-13 shower.
There was.
There was a girl who
the
took
woman
a shower
is not even undressed.
In a bathing suit to get ready to
That's
go in the pool.
That's technically a G shower.
No, but it's a PG-13 movie with a shower and entities. So I'm taking my 5 points.
I'm giving you 5 points.
Next up, there will be one F-bomb dropped in this movie.
There is one
and
F-bomb.
There is approximately
there is
one
exactly
F-bomb dropped
one F-bomb.
In the beginning of this movie.
That was perfect. Yeah.
Which leads me with a total of 13 points plus bonus. It's a full 15.
It's 15.
How about you win ones for once?
Exactly. And now you might have. Dana.
I had one. My first one was they are killed by electricity or electrical shock.
They
didn't get killed.
No.
They were afraid of it.
They were afraid of it and they electricity signaled them coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
the
light.
Demigorgon.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't like light, so I don't know. I don't know if I get anything for that.
Mercy point. I'll give you mercy point. Cool. One point.
I think they did get shocked at one point when the lady had the fire, but that's not.
That's more
that's
of a fire.
Fire. That's
yeah,
not
that'd be.
City,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Fire and electricity are two separate things.
Yeah.
It'll shock you, but I'm a scientist.
They both come from mass.
I'm really proud of this one. My second one was the brother figure is abducted by them, which took me like the majority of the movie to figure out. Like, finally, they came out and said that he thought he was abducted.
Well,
because
they X-filed them. They took them as children and put implants in them. It was straight out of the X-files.
That's a fiber.
I'm really proud of that.
Well, that
it didn't go anywhere.
It didn't go anywhere. It was like
everything
something
else.
Was implanted in them. Was it a tracker? was it supposed to be a tracker? They said it was something growing in them.
It was their uncle's penis. This movie was obviously about pedophilia.
That movie was a metaphor for pedophilia.
Chris, it's own interpretation. You're dumb for not getting it.
Definitely was.
All right, Dana.
My third one was, I'm shocked I didn't get this. A cat will hiss.
Wait, you're shocked?
A bit late to the game there.
A cat will hiss and be agitated by they.
That is a zero.
And that never happened. I was really hoping for that, too.
There
so I was
is
like,
no
this,
cat.
This is totally
it probably did in one of the
especially because when you do
the
huge cliche about how there's another dimension, you always have animals can detect it. That's a huge cliche in these kind of
babies. Like the dog.
And they even mention in this movie that babies can detect it.
The babies are kind of like animals.
Yeah, babies, young children.
They're essentially animals.
So I finished this with a grand total of 6 points.
Yes.
Not bad.
Ooh. 6 points.
Bonus?
I didn't get one.
Okay.
Oh, did we already do the bonus? I thought we didn't get that.
Oh, I mean like the trivia.
She didn't get a trivia.
No, I had zero.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to Chris.
Chris is coming up with big points.
Good.
Baby monitor will be used.
What?
Baby monitor was not used. 0 points.
The little girl's drawings will prove the main character.
0 points.
No.
Zero little girl points. Showed up for like 2 minutes
she
in the
was
movie.
Barely in it, yeah.
Zero points.
In the trailer more than she was in the movie.
I kept that on purpose.
There was no.
She was like the monkeys on La Potion number 9.
Yeah. What was? She showed up.
Yeah,
like,
she was pointless.
She was a rape monkey.
They didn't even like lead up to her. She just happened to show up for some
reason.
The little girl goes missing.
Absolutely not.
Little girl doesn't go missing.
No, she doesn't. So that brings you to 2 because of your trivia.
Yeah, I know. I did really well.
So there you go.
Fuck.
So Dylan, you're coming in with -1.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna beat Chris, but that means that Chris is gonna be the snack next week. It's gonna be fucking blood sausage,
human monkey. Ooh, blood sausage. That is a good one.
All right.
Technically, it'd be allowed on all of our diets.
Maybe. I've had blood sausage a few times. It tastes like fucking ass.
Blood sausage.
Maybe
tastes
you don't
like,
get any points.
It tastes like metal. I'm sure.
No, it tastes good.
It's awful.
Mm.
I've never had it.
Anyway. It'll be next week. It'll be 2 weeks.
That's true.
Anyway.
Thailand.
Number 1, their mom is killed by they when the main characters were little. So
no.
Her dad
happened.
Killed herself.
And also, apparently, they weren't brother or sister.
Yeah.
They were just childhood friends, and he shot himself in the face the moment he saw her.
Obviously, she was not going to
shot himself in the head, not really, not in the face.
When he shot himself in the head, it would be really funny if they slow-moed it, and I wish you would step back from
they did slow-mo it.
Yeah, it was slow-mo when he shot
himself. Okay, well, then
it's
I wish the song
jacket. Oh, my God, it's a gun. Oh, my God, he's going to
But that's about a guy jumping, Dylan.
He jumped to conclusions and shot himself in the head.
Do you think he shot himself?
That's stupid.
There was a scene in the movie.
Do you think
movie.
He shot himself because he saw the check?
Death
Probably.
Is only the beginning.
I forgot my wallet, and it's going to be really awkward if I ask her to pay for this.
It's kill myself.
The scene.
Anyway.
Anyways, Dylan.
Number 2.
He's going through his predictions. Don't interrupt him.
Yeah, don't be rude.
We're having a full conversation.
They are killed by fire.
They are spooked by fire.
But it's because the light of the fire, not because the fire arms.
Yeah, it's not 5, it's not 4. Can you argue for 3?
Can I argue for 3?
Can you argue
for...
Because I'm going to give you 2.
Are you going to argue for 3?
I'll be willing to give you 3 if you can make a good argument. But right now it's 2.
I mean...
Come on.
But he ran through the fire and jumped back. I don't know why you're
But you can argue that that is from the light because the only thing that they've been shown to be afraid of
but
is
hold on.
Light.
Well, if you're afraid of
they're
light,
afraid
then
of
you're afraid of fire. If light hurts you, fire hurts you. That's the same rule.
Yeah, it's not really. It's more light and not fire. I'm going to give you 2 points.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't care. I didn't lose.
Well, right now you're at 1 point.
Yep.
So here we go.
There will be a scene where someone is being attacked and they wake up.
Okay, that's 5 points. Yeah, that's 5 points.
That was, yeah.
So that gives you 6 points.
This whole movie was a fucking night terror.
Now, so right now, Tommy's in first place.
With 15 points.
With 15 points.
They said night terror.
However, yeah. Well, you get 30. Tommy, what was your multiplier?
I'm a little embarrassed by this one.
Is it a pedophile one?
No, mine's not a pedophile one. Yours is, though, okay. You fucking pedophile.
I feel like, hey, we can't call each other pedophiles.
Yeah, that's off limits, bro.
No,
yeah.
Oh, now I'm the one over the line.
What the fuck, man?
9/11 was caused by they.
That doesn't happen.
Here's the thing is, though, we don't know.
why would they have put that in this movie?
No, that's not it. Tommy, you are staying at 15 points.
Fair.
Dana, your multiplier.
Mine big multiplier was no one actually dies at all.
A lot of people die.
One. You don't actually see.
That's true. They could get brought to the other world.
One person dies.
One person for sure dies.
Yeah,
so
we have the one.
We never saw Barb.
Barb.
That's true.
No.
That is 5 points.
Your turn, Christopher.
Chris?
What? The whole movie is actually just like them.
No, your last place right now. All right, Dylan, go.
Pedophilia.
Stop saying that
attacks.
Word.
I would argue for him, but it's fine.
No, I'm not giving it.
Yeah, you multiply my times not, two.
Yeah.
My two times two is four.
Are you still
in
last place?
The antagonist is a genderless cousin that they treat like a monster because they don't understand.
No, absolutely not. No, fuck no.
Arlen, they did not understand it. They were genderless because they
were
Venusians.
We don't know how they're related.
They could have been cousins.
Fuck that. No, Dylan, you don't get it. Tommy, you're first place. Chris, you're last.
Hope you guys want to watch Tank Girl.
Well, I'm fine with Tank Girl.
I'm not
going to
find out that Ice-T is not a dog in that movie. He is a kangaroo.
Oh! Well, if you can find a copy of Tank Girl.
Wait, what?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. We'll see you in 2 weeks from now.
Are we watching Snow Dogs?
No, Tank Girl.
Have you guys seen Snow Dogs?
Yeah. Yes.
Fuck you, losers. I hate you.
Have you watched Aqua fucking Marine.
Plus, you watched Fat Beach. I couldn't do Fat Beach because of you.
Here's two things. One. Fat Beach is great. Two, I didn't watch Aquamarine. I experienced Aquamarine. That movie is great.
Perfect. Oh, my God. All right,
so...
You didn't laugh very hard if it was that hilarious, Dana.
That was really good. Out of respect.
Chris, hit the button.
No.
Hit the button.
Chris, no, we're not at that. Fix it a franchise.
I would say franchise it, but the whole fucking thing is a one franchise after another fucking... Everything has ever been made has been made from this movie, and or this movie's based off of it.
That
movie
made no
bullshit.
Sense. Tommy,
I
go
can
forward.
Fix it.
Okay.
Tillman's conspiracy theory is that every movie is this movie.
If you're gonna do a bullshit movie about a person losing their mind, you might as well have gorgeous cinematography and colors, and you could fix this movie by hiring someone who fucking understood.
This movie actually won... Best cinematography.
Because
bullshit
it was when
artists.
Because it was when that thing first became popular.
Hey, I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
The gray and green color correction was a gimmick when it first came out around 2002, and so of course it won a fucking award for that.
From Canada, so it doesn't count.
Also,
fuck you, Canada.
The oldest rule in the book, you gotta have rules. You gotta have rules of what's going on, because the whole are they crazy or is it not? I've said this once and many times. I'm so fucking bored when I watch a movie and I don't know if they're losing their mind or if it's real.
Have you guys seen Brokeback Mountain?
I love those movies.
No.
What?
We're not doing Brokeback Mountain on the podcast, Dylan.
Trust that if I win, we are.
It's so stupid.
Also, I love movies like that where you can't tell if they're going crazy or not. That's The fucking Shining.
Yeah, no, he said that's fine. He's saying that it's bullshit.
That's The Shining.
No, you fucking dingbat. He's saying that it's annoying when there are no rules for the monsters. It didn't make any fucking sense.
No, he literally just said you couldn't tell.
I'm going to hear back this whenever you publish it. I'm going to get mad at myself for arguing with you.
Yeah, but that's
off.
The Shining. You don't know if he's going insane or if there's actual ghosts.
The Shining is the exception that proves the rule, in my opinion.
It's also shot beautifully.
Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful movies made by a genius. If anything, The Shining it uses there being no rules to its advantage to create an unsettling atmosphere.
And
this
movie
wasn't smart enough to do
and
that.
And this movie did have rules, it just didn't set them up
plus,
until the last five fucking minutes of the movie.
You guys
where it's like,
the
we don't give a shit because we wasted 85 minutes of our fucking lives.
Plus with The Shining, like, there's always like that theory like...
Now we didn't watch it tonight, so
it's not really like
the
craziness. It's just in his head. Nothing actually appears.
We do that all the time.
Yeah. Well, I have the solution.
Where it's either just ghosts
Thanks.
Or just monsters.
I have the way to fix
Go
it.
Go for it.
It wasn't an 85-minute waste of movie if, at the very end, a doctor came in and discovered that it was actually parasitic eye floaters that were causing them to see things in the dark all the time. That's how I would fix
it. That's how you'd fix
Whoa.
It.
If somebody who has an eye infection right now, I am shook.
I'm just saying, maybe it's a floater that you can only see in the
she
dark.
She just has floaters like in her eyes.
No, wow. Ugh.
That's the only way I can fix this movie, and I right. definitely would not fix
an optometrist's
it.
Dream.
Chris, fix your franchise.
Stranger Things already did fix it, so.
Okay, I would
good
say
job.
I would say fix it. Make the roommates the main characters. They were the only people who were interesting
yeah,
in the entire movie.
Yeah.
Exactly, that would have been great.
She also like, got pissed off at her boyfriend for getting drunk on a weekend with his friends
after
at
saving
home
lives.
Responsibly.
Yeah.
After he worked three triple shift. He
yeah.
worked a triple shift,
saved
came
shift.
Home,
pouring,
and drank.
Pulling dead people out of cars. That's a really
yeah,
important
a
part of
yeah.
the triple
yeah.
shift.
He's
yeah.
a great guy.
Yeah, and
he
then,
asserted himself, which is fine, but she was also freaked the fuck out.
He did gaslight her a little bit,
okay?
Yeah.
She's cray-cray.
She did, she did try to gaslight him a little bit.
No,
Tyler, all your problems are in your head. They're not real. My problems are the real world.
She gets mad at him for having a beer after whatever. It's already been established.
You're it. Tagline, you're
beer.
It.
Tagline, you're it. Okay. They don't do much.
Wow.
Oh. Dylan?
They? Who?
My tagline.
I would just reverse those. Who?
Actually, you know what, Tommy? Your tagline.
They are bored.
Dana.
Who's on first? They's on
okay.
Second.
Mine would be they should have made a better movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, most movies' taglines don't have the title of the movie in the tagline.
Ours do.
Most movies aren't named something stupid like they.
It's
yeah.
true.
What is the actual tagline to this movie?
I could not find it.
I don't know.
Oh, that's what you're looking up all the time?
That's what I was trying to look up. I could not find it.
They couldn't figure it out.
I see.
It's
wait, there's one on the poster.
But there's not one on IMDb, so.
I'm gonna just.
Oh, also, the official title for this movie is Wes Craven Presents.
That's true. Wes Craven
Presents.
When
Wes Craven had nothing to do with it, they put his name on it just for the money.
Like Drag 2000.
Just like Drag 2000.
Genius.
Oh, no. He, like, wrote Drag 2000.
He put
it turned off on the script and was like, yes, Catholicism.
What does it say?
What is it?
First comes the warning, then comes the mark, then comes the terror. Or
it should have been then they come or something.
Or like then comes the boredom.
Here comes the boom, ready or not. Here comes the boys from the
ready
south.
Ready or not. So moving on. Would you actually recommend this movie?
Absolutely
fuck
fucking
no.
not.
Neither would I.
Not even for a second.
Nope.
If you really want to watch this movie, just watch the better version in television for
Stranger
it.
Things.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's this with lovable characters.
Yeah.
This didn't
yeah,
make me
much.
Want, this didn't make me want
this
to play
movie
D&D
was
at all.
So much the creature from Stranger Things. It was
well,
ridiculous.
The main character losing her mind was very similar to not Shelley Duvall from Stranger Things. What's her name?
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder.
Not Shelley Duvall.
Yeah.
The much more famous Winona Ryder.
You know,
yeah.
Fun fact, most of the human population is not Shelley Duvall. In
that's
fact,
true.
Only one person is Shelley Duvall.
Well, we don't know that.
She is.
There could be more Shelley Duvalls.
Yeah,
there's only one you.
No, there's a lot of people out there.
Are you sure the only you is you? PT.
Well, we did
floaters!
About, yeah, we did talk about Donny Tavis.
That's true.
There
could
yeah.
be,
there could be
a Dominic Tavis.
There's only
there.
One Donkey Touch out there.
Yeah, only one Donkey
yeah.
Touch.
There's
Donkey
Touch
Jr.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then the much smaller Donkey Touch Mini.
See, I thought Donkey Touch Jr. was actually a much better game than Donkey Touch.
What is the game Donkey Touch? Is that where you just, like, break into a barn? What are you doing to that donkey?
No, that's where there's a giant asshole that's
the,
abducted a woman, and you have to try to save her.
Becomes president.
That's when, you break into the that's when you break into the White House, and they're like, what are you doing to that country?
But she doesn't want to live there.
He smashes the top of the White House.
But
like,
who are we talking about,
into, like,
guys?
Stairs,
this Donkey Touch
up.
Character.
Well, obviously, talking about Dick Cheney.
Next.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Last call for notes.
I wrote down a few notes. Dylan said night tiaras instead of night terrors. Thought that was hilarious. The Chinese restaurant shot was cool. Not that anyone's ever going to see
make
this
no
movie.
Sense. Make
but
no sense.
It was one of the only things in the movie that was like visually interesting. She goes into the back of a Chinese restaurant, they're chopping up ducks. It was cool. It looked fun. It was the only scene with the color red. Everything else was fucking green and gray.
Yeah, it was the only
it
scene
was,
with
that's
green
why
green.
It stuck out. It was the only fucking scene that...
That was one of the things that made me think, this is definitely a
actually,
dream.
Actually, it made a lot of sense if you think about it. Because in the movie, multiple times, she's like, I'm running to the red light in the fucking kitchen.
My other notes are, it has a 38% on Rotten Tomatoes, which it deserves.
Yeah.
Because it's just high enough to
that's
reflect
about
how
what
it was...
Yeah.
The sound was competently recorded.
It's not a zero.
It's not a
and
zero.
And there was almost
yeah.
a boot.
It had some scenes in it that were okay.
Shots were not
yeah.
blurry.
I wrote down Kiss the Pussy Softly because me and Dylan haven't said that on the show in a while.
Kiss the Pussy Softly!
Thank you. And then me and Dylan broke down laughing at one point because we decided that someone, like the little girl in the movie, her name should be Oom-bop, diddy-bop, da-doo, Oom-bop, diddy-bop, da-doo, Oom-bop, diddy-bop, da-doo. Yeah, yeah.
Smith. Hey, who's that at the door?
Tommy, where are you going?
Tommy, where are you going?
Tommy. I've got to use the restroom.
Well, answer the door on your
way out. Answer the door on your way out.
There.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, hey.
Hey!
I haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Tom Tron.
Hey, Tom Tron.
How's it going? You're really quiet today, Tom Tron.
Too. Good boy.
Tom Tron.
Tom Tron. Have you
Tom
lost
Tron,
your
are
voice?
You saying you went...
Tom Tron's lost his voice.
You want to give Dylan your 15 points, Tom Tron?
That sounds exactly...
Oh, here we go.
Like
minus one, plus one for Dylan. And now so Dylan has 7 points, and you have 14. But
Tom Tron, just speak up. We can hear what you're actually saying.
All right.
Okay,
well, it looks
Dylan's
like Dylan
eight
got 8 points, and Tommy has 13. I don't know what you have against Tommy. You're going to let him lose all these points. I'll give him some more time. Oh, well, there we go. 12.
Go ahead.
It's getting pretty close.
It's really close here.
You don't have to do it.
There we go.
Wait, just keep going.
Yes. Say
you know what I liked about
no!
They? Yeah. What did you like about They, Tom Tron?
Finally, a movie with a twist ending is that women are crazy.
Oh, Tom Tron.
Why
oh,
you know?
Fuck, man. Why would you say
that?
I gotta go. Please let me leave.
But Tom Tron, yeah, you know, would you recommend They? Have you seen it?
Tom Tron would
it
not recommend.
Like
you
did see it.
Yeah.
Something that boring. I was watching from the other room. I was playing game dumps with my friend Erection Raptor.
Close.
We have our own podcast.
I don't think he's friends with you
cartoons.
Anymore. Actually.
It's because,
it's because
you can never trust
racist.
An Asian.
I appreciate it's because you're racist.
Oh, Tom, get out of here, Tom. Get out.
I'm leaving.
Bye, Tom Tron.
Bye.
Did you really take away my fucking
points?
Yes.
Well, Tom Tron took them away. He wanted to take your points away.
What was the final score?
He gave them to Dylan.
Yeah.
Well, Tommy has 12. You have 12 points. Dana still has 5. Dylan has skyrocketed to 9. And
Chris
has 2.
Because it would have been really funny if for some reason in this like show... It just got it so you could, every time you kind of win, you always lose.
I was laughing too hard to actually, like, I was trying to calm down to channel.
I didn't know it was happening. I thought you were suffocating.
I was
no,
actually
he was
dying.
Suffocate, anyways.
Ooh, so my last
yeah, that is
Dylan,
actually
last
the universal
notes.
Sign for I'm joking, I need help. And all of us were ignoring you as your face got brighter and brighter red.
As
I drew a photo.
Oh, you drew a photo?
It kind of looks like me, I
it's
guess.
It's photorealistic.
Being cool
but,
is hard.
It says being cool is hard, and it's me crying.
I mean, this movie
sorry,
was trying to
cry.
Be cool,
yeah.
And it was difficult for it.
I made no notes, Chris.
I didn't take notes either.
Dana?
You better take some notes.
Dana's a good student. She definitely took a note.
Don't let us down,
Dana. You know, I really didn't.
Okay, that's not... I mean, you don't have to.
No one said you had... Did anyone draw any cool doodles?
No, I actually didn't, because I had, like... No, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I drew a picture of a bitch.
Oh, by the way, he was signaling for me to do it. I didn't just ding-dong on my own.
You were going too long, it's by ding-dong.
He wrote out ding-dong and was pointing at it, so...
Well, actually, the real
reason... I
don't know
what you guys are talking about.
The real reason Tom Tron came in is he was in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And he always
no,
has to irritate us.
I could hear him from
time.
The bathroom properly. He was recording an episode of Game Dumps. From the kitchen,
from the
erection
raptor.
The erection raptor, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're not friends anymore, though.
Well, I mean...
Let's bring him back in here and see...
No, we're not bringing him back in
let's
here.
Not
we're not bringing him back in. I'm glad he's gone.
Someone who we have no... Yeah, let's slander someone we have no issue with.
Anything else? Anything else about they before we sign off here?
They can go fuck itself.
They can go fuck itself. So that's what we're going to do. That's our sign off.
Wow, Dana.
I'm so sorry.
I think you want to do what was the deeper meaning to
here's the thing. Well, the boyfriend is a recurring actor for us...
In Buffy?
And he is in Meet Dave. He's one of the cops in Meet Dave.
Yeah.
And so he's been previously featured on our show.
And approximately no one cared.
Yeah. He probably did.
Jodie Foster's knees one.
We've had a lot of random crossovers, so I just wanted to start.
We watch a lot of bad movies. People bleed into them. Dylan, what did you learn today? And if you didn't learn anything, what was the deeper meaning of
that? I think the deeper meaning of this movie was that there was some pedophilia. The whole movie itself is a metaphor for pedophilia, in that the children in the movie that were being haunted by they were actually being haunted by the night terrors and memory of the fact that they were molested as children.
It was just repressed memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why whenever whenever she was like looking for the holes on her body, he couldn't see them because she had never addressed to him. And also because
the holes weren't in her body.
Yeah.
They were in her heart.
No, they were on her scalp.
Yeah, that's true. They were.
Yeah, she got school fucked. Damn it. You guys opened it up.
No, we didn't.
No one opened that.
All right.
Tell me,
what did you learn today?
Tell me, what the fuck, man?
And if you didn't learn anything, what's the deeper meaning?
I need to assess some of the friendships in my life. I'm Tommy, and I gotta think through some of the things that come out of my own mouth,
yeah,
as well as the mouths around me.
Dana,
gross.
Same question. In the mouth around you.
I learned that even though Charlie transitioned, she never recovered from her traumatic experience at the factory. And also, drugs are bad. Okay.
Drugs are bad. She her boyfriend tried to drug her.
What you mean,
that's
Bob?
True. Bob.
What did I learn today?
What did you learn today? What was the remaining? Your choice.
I learned that when you give Dylan like free reign to interpret something, probably don't give him free reign to interpret something that you've written.
Yeah. Says somebody who's been talking about pedophilia nonstop.
That's true. You did bring it up.
I did. Kind of fixated on it.
Yeah, you did. I learned that our episode is going to be a lot shorter because of all the censorship we're going to have to deal with from now on.
From now on,
you said that it's gotten worse today.
Hey, you said that in Chris's face. I mean, you said such
a Chris, instead of beeping it, will you replace it with something fun like mbop or like?
No, there's nothing fun.
What if you just don't beep it at all?
Because I've listened to some of the censored episodes, and the beeps make me want to drive off the road. They scare me. They're very loud. Very unexpected.
Gotcha!
Happy Halloween!
What if every time instead of a beep, it's like a good thing, it just goes, mm-mm, can't hear that.
This portion has been edited for...
Red and review on iTunes, 5 stars, the end.
Five stars.
5 stars! Wait, let's ask them to write something in the review.
Please write us which one of us you're in love with and which one of us you would want to take you on a date.
It's just Ross.
Everybody send Tommy some cool stuff.
I would fuck Ross, I would marry Ross, and I'd kill everyone else that's ever appeared on the show.
It's pretty damn easy.
Actually, how about this one? If you were dealing with being haunted by your demons, what would be your they?
Yes, what monster would be coming after you?
That's a very insightful.
So, give us 5 stars and tell us what monster's coming after you.
Mine's this podcast.
Hey, it is very scary.
Hey, this is Chris. It takes a lot of work to make these podcasts. Giving us a 5-star review really helps us out.
Thank you, Harold Ramis.
We say a lot of stuff on this podcast. we do not support racism. Homophobia.
Hey everyone, Chris here with a reminder to rate and review the episode. On iTunes, 5-star reviews are pretty much everything, and they really help us get out the word about the podcast. So if you've enjoyed the show so far, give us a review. The show takes a lot of work, and with more listeners, we are able to make a better show. Thanks.
Today's episode was edited by Christopher Morgan.
And produced by Tommy Davis.
We are not sponsored by any products mentioned in this episode. Any sponsorship plug was made entirely in a satirical manner.
We make a lot of jokes, but we as a podcast do not support racism, sexism, or prejudice in any form.
And any calls to violence or in support of violence were made entirely for comedic purposes.
If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at bmoviedeathmatch@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at BMovieDM, right?
Yes, that is B, the letter B, movie, and then the letters DM.
We'll see you next week.